Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey, Dave.
Except it's just foil, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. You got a foil and we're missing a hog.
Listen, everyone's missing a hog. I mean, that's what reality yeah. happens every now and again.
That's life, isn't it? Yeah. Where is your hog?
Every now and again, you've got to find your hog. So yeah. I'm very glad to have foil and arm here. I will ask you one thing before we kick off into anything else, which is, did you have Dolly Parton's tour bus?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know. Big
deal.
All
of the information required immediately, please. What's happening?
So, yeah, we were having this. It was the last tour we did. We were doing around Europe, right? Yeah. And we had loads of dates in and around Germany and all this stuff. And we're like, it's going to make more sense. Let's get a tour bus. It's exciting, right?
Like, that's so exciting.
Tour
so
bus
exciting,
rocks yeah. up. And they're like, guys, this is extra exciting for you because you guys have got Dolly Parton's tour bus. Not only was it the bus that she used for her tour around Europe, she designed it herself.
From the 70s.
Dolly yeah. designed 70s tour buses.
From the 70s, yeah, late 70s.
So it's yeah. like, you go in, right? But what we didn't realise is a solo act would design their bus way
oh.
different.
One artist. Yes. You are not a singular artist.
Yeah, so we were excited until we walked on, right? At the very back of the bus, huge double bed. Huge
incredible.
Double bed.
50% of the bus has a door. There's a door halfway through yeah. and you go in.
And to Dolly's chambers.
Dolly's chambers.
Oh, so that was like her suite.
Yeah, yeah,
was
yeah.
back.
But not
a
just
bath.
A bed. And then where you could have fit another double bed for one of us. No, no. A bath for Dolly. She had a bath on a bus, man. A bath. And now the only other beds were bunk beds, four on top of each other, right? Stacked oh, yeah. up like sardines.
Yeah. Yeah. Kitchen drawers. Yeah.
So
yeah.
what happens in a triumvirate, as you boys have,
yeah, yeah.
when this is presented oh. as an issue?
We did the options. We were like, we can take a night each. And we're like, no, this is gonna get really disgusting.
Oh, of course, like, yes. Yeah. We all want our own bed clothes.
We want our own bed clothes, right?
Where to put our yeah. dirty yeah. socks.
So
I get it.
We did rock, paper, scissors.
And
there's a reason Hog is not here today.
He got the double bed.
Hogged the double bed. Oh. Okay.
Let's talk about this Vicar Street show because, yes. First of all, people, it's not show, it's shows.
Shows.
Like, Vicar Street, I often talk to comedians who do multiple shows there, and they simply say, it's not that you guys couldn't do another bigger venue. It's that there's something special about a run of Vicar Street shows, right?
Everybody's got such a fun
pretty
room.
Much everybody's got a good seat.
Mm. Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
And that's not yeah. always the case. Mm. Like,
and it feels like everyone's really close to you.
Yeah, it's a balcony kind of wraps around. So everyone's right on top.
You know
of
what
you.
It is as well? It doesn't have notions.
Vicar Street has no notions.
No notions.
You're absolutely
it's just
right.
good fun. It's just good fun. Yeah. Like, this, you know, like there's not somebody like with a torch and
an luminous jacket
yeah, 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 showing yeah. you to your seat very pointedly there, and then you just, it's just fun for the moment. You get a point, you go and sit down. Great fun.
That's true, actually. Yeah. So the run is huge. Okay, so the 29th of November, 30th of November, and then into December 1st, 6th, 9th, 10th. They're all on sale now from Ticketmaster.ie.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then we got some more in February, I think, they've just come out now as well. So it's
absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, right. Excited.
Okay, we'll talk about the other tour, the world tour, shortly. But uh-huh. I can't have you guys in. I know you're missing a hog, but I can't have you in and not get a sketch.
Oh yeah,
fair enough. I mean, this seems like the trade off.
This is the trade off.
If that's okay with you, I'll mention the Vicar Street dates, and okay. you guys give me a
right,
sketch.
Fine.
Great.
Fine.
Okay, Today FM listeners, boat yourself in. This is Foil, Arms and Hog. You got it. And got a title for this one, or are you just
yeah.
going to
oh, yeah. Well, the little intro was that, like, so most of the time we just come up with an idea and write yeah. it, but sometimes it pulls from real life. And we were gigging in Belfast there a while back, right? And Belfast, great place to play. We were in yeah. there, and in the hotel they had a gym as part of the hotel. He was in the gym, and there's this lad, and he's trying to get out of his gym membership. I don't know if you ever tried to get out of a gym membership.
He's so angry.
He's getting tied in knots by the contract. He's losing his mind. He just wants his money now. He's not using the gym. I don't know, did he get it at Christmas? And he's regretted it, right? And he can't get out, but it's just funnier with a Belfast accent.
We're on the treadmills, and it happened to be really close. So we've got the headphones on, but nothing's playing.
Of course.
You know, listening
yes.
to everything.
Recording yeah. in your mind. Yeah,
so
yeah.
this is where this sketch came from. All right, here we go. Hi, welcome to Active Fitness.
Hi there, I'm looking to cancel my gym membership, please.
Oh, that's a pity. Take a seat, I'll have someone from the membership team come out and speak to you.
No, there's no need, I just wanted to...
I understand you're looking to leave the organisation.
You mean the gym?
You have become an inactive member.
Well, it's just hard to find the time.
Kieran, leaving now would not be in your best interests.
Why is that?
Let me put it this way. Cancelling your membership would dramatically reduce your life expectancy.
Well, I'm going to take up jogging.
All those hard services, Kieran. It'd be a shame if something happened to those knees.
Oh, well, I want out.
So let me get this straight. You are looking for a complete cessation. of your membership?
Yes.
The talks have broken down. You leave me with no alternative, Kieran. You cannot simply leave this organization.
Well, I am.
Under the terms of the agreement, you have 1 year left on your membership.
No, I haven't.
It automatically renewed on the 12th.
I didn't agree to that.
That was the deal that was struck, Kieran. 1 month's notice is required, otherwise the contract renews indefinitely.
Well, consider this your notice,
so
then.
So you're looking for early release?
Yes, and not just for me. I want the unconditional release of all of the members of May family.
They cannot and will not surrender to these outrageous demands.
I utterly refute what you have said to me. You're clearly just trying to hit legitimate membership targets.
They have May orders.
Well, you leave me with no choice but to use whatever's within May power, including cancelling May direct debit.
Well then, Mr. Callahan, we find ourselves at an impasse.
And how do you propose we resolve this particular matter?
Nobody knows. It's a very complex situation.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
You're doing a world tour. You've done these before, but
yes,
it's not just a case of, oh, we're going to occasionally go and do some shows in the UK. It's UK, it's Europe, it's America, it's the Australasian area.
Yes.
Like, is it different, very different? Because we think of our Irish comedians as Irish comedians doing gigs in Ireland and doing this. But of course, they're not. They're gigging all over the place. Does material change? Does do the expectations from audiences change? Like, what's it like?
The material
else
is more or less. We try and develop the show now with the world tour in mind. But the thing that really changes is definitely the audience, because we interact with the crowd a lot. We get chatting to them and try and work it into the show. And like,
The difference, like, in chatting to them in what they'll give you. You know, an Irish audience will give you the answers, and sometimes they try to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, talk to an American audience and they'll tell you, you know, where they're from, where they were from originally, where their ancestors were from, where they're thinking of moving to, and they bought their jacket. But
we asked an American once what their name was, and before they answered, they walked up on
stage. They were up on stage.
I was like, what are you doing here?
So they give different things.
And and then you go to Eastern Europe, and it's just like, Eastern Europe must be twinned with Belfast, because it's a say nothing.
Right.
Like, they give you nothing.
One
so
answer.
It's like, what's your name? Huge pause.
Where
are you from? Massive pause. And then like a compass point. East.
And then, what do you do for a living? Work.
Thanks.
You've got nothing to for the rest of the show. You're just like, what am I going to do with this guy?
And with the world tour, is there anywhere like you're super excited to perform on this tour?
Definitely.
Yes.
Where we tell them, Foyle.
Cork Opera House.
Of all of the places.
We've got Cork Opera House we've played before, but somewhere we haven't played before. Carnegie Hall, New York.
Yeah.
No.
Just drop that bombshell.
So hang on, you can now
answer
the question.
Let me say one more time. Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What does it take?
Don't do it, Dave. Don't do it, Dave.
A lot of YouTube sketches. That's the answer.
Seriously,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Fancy.
That's in March, and we've been some of the family, extended family, are going over to see it as well. So my mates are booking tickets. I couldn't believe it.
It's Carnegie Hall.
I know. Yeah.
It's a fine. This is it. This is the biggie.
It is the biggie. I mean, the next one is Madison Square Gardens. I mean, that's on the cards.
Let's be honest. We're not going to get there. Just take Carnegie Hall and get the hell out of it.
I'm very impressed. Quick fire round before you go. I know you've done some of these before, but I want to know, what are you boys currently obsessed with?
Obsessed with?
Yeah.
I have an obsession with chess at the moment. I got
chess.
It was one of those things. We played a game of chess on tour, and I didn't know. I knew where they moved to, but I had no strategy at all. And I was like, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. I've arrived at this late in my life and I can't play a game of chess. Like, I don't even know what checkmate is.
Yeah.
So I went off and I learned it, and then I got into it. I'm still terrible, but I like it.
But you could beat the rest of the lads in the band.
I really hope I could beat the rest of the guys in the band. Because if I didn't, it would be a bit of a disgrace.
You got a streak of how many days playing?
623.
Impressive. Have you seen those videos of a chess master kind of goes undercover to play a New York Park chess game?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched them for days.
They're amazing. Great, aren't they?
Yeah. Really.
What posters did you guys have on your walls as kids?
Oh, yeah. I had a Lord of the Rings poster.
Ooh.
And I had a poster of that girl band that my mum took down. What was the All Saints?
Okay, she took it. Was it too risque?
It was a bit breasty, I think.
Right, okay.
And
Lord of the Rings and All Saints. I mean, you're speaking my language.
It disappeared. Chasnay from, wasn't it Chasnay?
Chasnay Lewis.
I think the fact that I can still picture it, I could probably draw it. It's probably
posters.
What did I? Oh man. Yeah, it was the Newcastle football, like Alan Shearer on the wall. Really? Okay. That sort of stuff.
Still a Newcastle fan?
It's difficult. Mm. It's a lot more difficult, but it's annoying because they're not like absolutely splashing the cash, and they've got like a good manager.
Well, they don't want to have 115 breaches of the Premier League rules.
I mean, it's up to you, man.
It's up to you guys, Newcastle. Well done, lads. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with the run of Vicar Street dates, the world tour, the sketches, everything. And oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, it's Hal. Yeah, how are you?
I'm the best in the group. I'm the best in the group.
How are you? Okay.
Yeah, we've already heard your Dolly Parton tour bus story, so we know all about who's the best in the group.
I was just having a bath.
Okay, very quickly before I go, what are you currently obsessed with, Hogg? Is there anything in your life that you're just constantly thinking about? And
this game, Cataclysmo.
What's Cataclysmo?
It's a terror defense game.
Okay, on your phone?
No, it's actually on the laptop.
On the laptop?
On the laptop, yeah.
Okay, and you're like strategy and...
Yeah, you build it block by block and then, it's
kind incredible.
Of Minecraft meets terror defense. It's
Cataclysmo. No, I love it, And final question, what did you have on your walls, poster-wise, when you were younger?
I had a big poster of Keanu Reeves in Speed.
Nice! Not the answer I was expecting, but incredible. Fight Arms and Hog, legends. Thanks a million, boys.
Thank you very much for having
us. Dave Moore on Today FM.